stars for Return to My Home.
Return request as soon as we realize the error.
But that'll be it. I thought that was a nice deal. I mean,
I have no idea. Apparently, it has something to do with sidewalks.
Okay. That'll work.
We're bricking them all, right? Aren't we bricking them?
Well, I think that's the question.
Oh, whether or not we are?
I think we should. I think if we're brick now, there should be brick going back.
Well, there's some brick, there's some concrete.
Right.
I don't know what color.
My heart should say, I know we need it.
I think they're going for that look. They ought to be brick.
See, the problem is some folks want the original bricks back.
So we don't
have the original bricks back. But you're not going to get original bricks for the entire thing, so it's going to be a combination.
But the original bricks are soft brick, too.
It's been there for how long?
Yeah. But they're still.
We didn't spend it this
long. Do you know what brick all these ones here that they're showing?
I guess. They're going to brick the whole four corner from.
Say something at the finance. Say, hey, guys.
Yeah, that's what it says up here.
Public eyes.
That's all coming out of $800,000.
That's all coming out of that streetscape grant. So it's not, not our money. And if you don't use it for that, then you got to turn it back. You got to turn it back.
That's
in.
What I thought. I was just telling Bill, it's either use it or lose it.
Yeah.
So
you may as well use it.
There we are. Even I would agree with that. Okay.
If it ain't the time.
Hi, how are you?
Situation.
Friday night. What
that
time?
Situation getting any change in?
6:30.
Thank you.
have a fingernail or what?
What's up with that? That's scary looking. Hopefully nothing.
I got that.
Okay. I don't want to make sure.
No,
I'm caught you again, didn't you?
I think I'll be all right. I don't think I need it.
They take you out, you just don't know.
Don't let me say something.
My worm.
No, just. Didn't you?
Sidewalks.
I thought you got your electronic.
But it did not.
Monday, November 3rd, Smyrna Town hearing is now called to order. Public hearing tonight is in reference to the sidewalks in the downtown project. Mr. Hogg.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Section 18 of the Charter requires a certain process whenever the town undertakes a major sidewalk project. The item that we are considering is part of the downtown Phase 1 renovations, which we have been meeting with property owners for probably a year, I suspect, with KCI on both an individual and a group basis. But in order to make sure that we have, in fact, covered all of the code requirements, we posted a notice in the Sun Times on the 15th of October, sent certified letters to all the property owners that potentially affected. I think we got all but one of them. Receipt's been returned. And so what we're proposing basically tonight is to meet the administrative requirements that are set forth in Section 18. For the benefit of everybody and to remind the property owners who are here, the town is undertaking a combined utility and streetscape project beginning at and including the intersection of Main Street and Commerce Street and ending at and including the intersection of Main Street and South Street. So that entire block and both intersections will be redone beginning in January with utility construction, followed shortly thereafter with the rest of the streetscape, which is new paving, brick sidewalks, concrete, or what do you call this? Granite curbing. Couldn't think of what to do. Street trees, street lighting, and street furniture. And those plans have all been shared with all of the property owners on numerous occasions. As part of the project, Verizon and Comcast will be removing and putting their utilities underground. Most of the town's electric work will be completed in advance of that. Some of it's already been done. Some of it you may have seen started today on the east side behind the school administration building, in fact. There was some. So that part of the project is being done, too. The end result will be a completely rebuilt street and utility system, including those two intersections and that first block of South Main Street. Construction time is roughly the middle or first week of January through about the middle of June or early July. It's about a six-month period. We anticipate most of the work to be done by probably May, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Weather permitting, the heavy work will be done by probably March, that being the utility installation. And I think we've consulted with all the property owners at one time or the other to advise them of the schedules and the timing and whatever.
But to come back to the purpose of the hearing tonight is the code specifically requires that we hold a hearing for the sidewalk portion of this project. So that's what you're dealing with tonight is the sidewalks.
Would anyone in the audience like to step forward with any questions? Please step up to the microphone, give your name and address. It is being recorded.
My name is Quentin Schleter. I reside at 36 South Main Street in Smyrna. I just wanted to confirm some of my understandings as to what can occur. I've been in discussions both with representatives of KCI, who is the engineer for the project, and also the town manager. It is my understanding that I may hire at my own expense a mason to lift both the granite curbing and the historic brick to be stored on my property and to be replaced by him at my expense after site work, including underground utilities, are completed. The other thing that I understand is that the historic pavers, marble splash blocks, marble carriage step, etc., will be reinstalled again at my expense over a compacted stone dust base, not concrete. The reason for that is that the bricks are rather porous, and if they sit in water, they will deteriorate over time. These bricks are probably between 100 and 150 years old, and I'm trying to keep as much of the original fabric in place as possible. I also understand that I can put it back in the herringbone pattern. I think the herringbone pattern is what you're doing the rest
Correct.
Of it in,
right.
because that's what it is now. And I did photo document the existing conditions already. The proposed grates from the downspouts would be eliminated on my property since they are historically incorrect, and the stone dust base provides adequate drainage. I've lived at that location for 5 years and have never had an icing problem with the current sidewalk. The other things that I understand is that I will permit one lamp post and two trees with tree grates to be installed as indicated on a drawing from KCI, which I reference in the letter. Any other structures, signs, et cetera, will require written permission from the property owner because I own the property. The town has a prescriptive right for pedestrian access to traverse over the property, but they don't own the property. The underground utility services and appurtenances to there too, except for the underground conduit to service my residence, will be located in the street right away and not the sidewalk. And then there were a couple other items that are not specifically to me, but I think are very important from a historical aspect. And I did speak with Nancy Ferries, who's here this evening, who resides at 31 South Main Street. There is a mature sugar maple, Acer saccharum, which is rather unusual growing in the coastal plain of Delaware. It's rather common in the Piedmont section. I had Bill McAvoy, the Delaware Natural Heritage Program, look at the tree, and he called it a heritage tree. The landscape architect thinks it's a Norway maple. Well, it isn't a Norway maple, which is a weedy tree. But I would be very disturbed if that sugar maple was removed. Again, it's part of the historic landscape of that street going back somewhere between 100 and 125 years old. The other thing that I discussed at every workshop, and I'm going to mention it again tonight, that I think it's important that there be mitigation to minimize the impacts on some of the historic structures. Mine's in relatively good shape, but I know there have been problems with other historic homes, both on Commerce Street and Main Street, where constant rattling and so forth can cause ceilings to collapse or, God forbid, a building to collapse. Some of the foundations of some of these buildings go back a long time. I think at the very least the town ought to ask the homeowners if they're concerned about anything, and somebody ought to take a look at it. A structural engineer should look at it. You don't want to have major damage to these buildings. And finally, I love serviceberry. It's amelanchier. It's a native tree. But I question whether that should be the sole shade tree planted on that streetscape. It is native to Delaware. It usually grows along streams. I consulted with the director of the Morris Arboretum of the University of Pennsylvania, who does extensive research on street trees and also advises the Fairmount Park Commission, which takes care of the street trees in Philadelphia. He said that in a pit, it's going to be stressed, and it's subject then to all kinds of problems, and they probably won't survive. So I would hope that the Shade Tree Commission would take a look at perhaps some alternatives. He also recommends, and I think it's current practice in most communities, that you not establish a monoculture of one tree, because if something hits it, as happened with elms from Dutch elm disease a number of years ago, you lose your entire investment in these street trees. So there are my comments. I give you a letter. Thank you very much.
Where is the sugar maple located?
31 South Main Street.
It's between Ferry's, the Ferry's Funeral Home and Mrs. Ferry's house. There are really two sort of significant trees that we're concerned about. That's one. The other one is the tree that's on the corner by the school administration building. And we are going to do our very best to make sure that those trees aren't damaged and they're not scheduled to be removed.
Mr. Hogg, for the other trees in general that were being planted, did that come at the recommendation of Delaware Forest Service? Or who recommended what trees should be planted?
It came at the recommendation of the landscape architect that's involved in the project. I don't know whether he's consulted specifically with the Forest Service or not. We can certainly confirm that before we actually finalize the trees. They won't be going in until April anyhow, so we've got a little time. If that's an issue, we'll certainly take a look at it.
Kenneth Brown, 116 North Main Street, Smyrna. While you're not talking about coming north yet, you will.
We will.
And I'm concerned that we might lose our curb, our granite curbs. I don't see a concrete curb and gutter. And I want to continue to have bricks in front of my house. So
that is clearly the plan for the portion that we're working on right now, which is all I can speak to. Will be continuous. I keep saying concrete. Continuous granite curbs. They'll be set in concrete, but they're continuous granite curbs and brick paver, brick sidewalks from end to end.
If that's what you're going to do, I'm very happy.
And building to building edge to the street.
Okay. Thank you.
We had the discussion at length earlier, and I don't know why I keep hanging up on that, but I apologize.
Would anyone else like to step forward? Does council have any questions? Seeing no one else step forward, this portion of the public hearing is closed.
All
Nice going, Lou. Now you broke the whole project.
So they won't.
Yeah, but is that?
Yes, so they don't get filed as needed.
But is that after the election?
Should be able to. Let me check. Double check. Yeah. That's the downstate guy. Yeah.
He wants to gross $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give us $200,000 if we sponsor the raffle. Would be to raise money. Mm-hmm. We raise $1 million. He takes $100,000. That's it. Yeah, I don't know that you or I could do that with our properties. I have no idea what the tax would be.
Sell the tickets, you think $100 a pop? Know what you think it was?
Thank you.
$200 ticket.
He'll be right back. You'll probably call him.
Huh?
You'll probably call him.
He'll be right back.
Monday, November 3rd, Smyrna Town Council meeting is now called to order. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you.
Secretary?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are there any additions, deletions to the published agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Madam Mayor, I'll make a motion that we accept the published agenda.
Second.
I have a question, Mr. Jaywer. We had a resignation from the Personnel Committee, and I don't see that on here. And there was a resignation from Personnel, and I wanted to make a recommendation for... Just have to wait until the next meeting.
Well, let's see. Under the, on the agenda I have in front of me, it says resignations, recommendations for replacements.
So go under that. Just add it to that.
Election Registration Board, Long Range Planning Commission Committee, Planning, and what was this from the which board?
Personnel.
When did the resignation come up?
In our packet, isn't it?
Was it more than 24 hours ago?
Yeah.
Yes. 27th of October.
It's in our packet.
We received it the 29th of October.
This is one of those things, again, where, you know, I've begun to take this kind of pragmatic view of FOIA. To answer your question, if you act on this knowing that you were going to do this more than even 6 hours ago and it's not on the agenda, then technically it's a violation of FOIA, and if you make an appointment and somebody challenges it, then you might have to redo the whole thing. On the other hand, if you go ahead and do it and violate FOIA and nobody cares, nobody challenges it, then, you know.
Madam Secretary, can you put on for the next meeting resignation and recommendation for Personnel, and also resignation of Ethics Commission. Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stonewall?
Aye.
Councilman
Dillon? Aye.
Councilman
Mala? Aye.
Motion passes. I apologize in advance. My car broke down in Wilmington, and I had to get a loaner car, and my papers are all in my car. Additions or deletions to the public hearing from October 6th. And in the council meeting following. Motion or any additions or deletions?
Madam Mayor, I make a motion we accept the minutes of the public hearing and the council meeting of October 6th as published.
Second?
Second.
Third.
Who was first?
Thank you. I'll take that one.
Woman White?
Aye.
Presley, aye.
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 Councilman
Mala? Aye.
Councilman
Rayner?
Aye.
Councilman Evans? Aye. Motion passes. Reports, presiding officer. I would just like to give my condolences to Councilman Rayner for the passing of his mother. And we had several citizens, longtime citizens of the town of Smyrna, and personal friends, and our condolences goes out to their families. Mr. Jaywer?
Nothing specific to report, Madam Mayor.
Chief Baldwin?
No report this evening, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Hogg?
Nothing to add to my printed report that's in the packet.
Committees, any committee reports?
Just that we got a business development committee this Thursday at 8:30 downstairs, and then personnel is the 12th at 5 o'clock downstairs.
The finance committee met, and I don't remember the date. And I don't have my
28th or something like that.
I believe it was the 28th. Work continues on the 2009 budget. We have gotten past the revenue portion and capital projects and things like that, and we're starting work on the actual meat of the the line items in the budget. We meet again November 10th at 5 o'clock, and I'll be downstairs. And I again encourage all the council members and the public to attend.
Long-range planning committee met and discussed a number of things. We have a new committee trying to make some long-range planning for the town. Our next meeting will be scheduled Monday, November 24th at 6 p.m. downstairs. And this should be a very interesting meeting. We have a representative from, tentatively, I'm waiting for some confirmations on this, representative from Kent County, representative from Newcastle County, a representative from DelDOT, and a representative from the state of Delaware, all coming to give us their long-range plan for the areas that could affect Smyrna. We felt that we couldn't move forward without having this information, so they will all be at our meeting, hopefully, on the 24th. And it is open to the public. We invite everyone to be there. Any other committee? This portion of the meeting is open to the public. You're invited to step up to the microphone, give your name and address. It is recorded. You have 3 minutes to speak to council. At the end of 3 minutes, we usually have a timer, but it's in my car. So we'll try to keep it to 3 minutes. We're not obligated to answer tonight. We may have to refer it to a committee or refer it to town staff. Would anyone like to speak to council?
People come in. Yes, I was here probably close to 2 years ago to express concern over some of the vacant buildings in the downtown area and indicated that there had been a report done by Delmarva Consortium going back to 1980 citing the dangers they pose, which included fire, which can be loss of life of a fire, you know, fighter or somebody else. There is a very serious problem with the Taggart Building, which is adjacent to Mr. Kohler's building. That building was cited in that report. So this town council has known that there was a problem going back almost 20 years. I would plead with you to get after the attorney for the town to move on this before Mr. Taggart dies and all of a sudden the property goes to his heirs, in which case then you get into things like genealogies to find out who actually owns the building. It's something that... And I appreciate that you've taken down other abandoned buildings downtown. But this building is attached to other buildings all the way up to Gray Box. And when it goes, it's going to take the whole block with it. And Smyrna is going to lose a lot of its beautiful downtown architecture. So 2 years ago, I expressed a concern. We should have learned from the Sun-Times building fire. Luckily, that was contained to one building. But I think that it's unfortunate that this town council has not directed the attorney to move on filing liens or whatever you have to do. And same with the building inspection people. They really need to get after that building before we have a very serious problem. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, if I could respond to the gentleman, also update the council. Number one, you know, we'll take some of the blame for this. The Taggart Building, I think I mentioned this the last time I was here, has kind of had a stop-start history because it's gone to mortgage foreclosure a couple times, and we thought that somebody was going to go up for sale and somebody would buy it at the sale, and then at the last minute the guy came in and called his mortgage up and the bank excused him. Then we did start munition proceedings to have the property sold for liens against it, against the town this summer. There was some kind of a screw-up, is the word I can use, in the sheriff's office, somewhere between the sheriff's office and the prothonotary's office. One of my associates spent an afternoon going between, literally between the two offices until he finally got it straightened out. That is now on track to be put up for ammunition sale. Now, if somebody comes in and bids that property in, you know, maybe they'll take care of it. The town may choose to buy it in and do what you want with it. And if we fail to resolve the problem by having the property sold at a public sheriff's sale, then the next step would be to go ahead and proceed forward under dangerous building inspection and try to condemn it that way if we can actually show that it is a dangerous building in, you know, in terms of falling down. But we hear you.
Okay. Would anyone else like to address council? Seeing no one step forward, this portion of the meeting will be closed to visitors. Regular council meeting reopens with 8, old business, 8A, results of public hearing reference sidewalks and downtown project. We have a resolution proposing the replacement of certain sidewalks within the Smyrna Four Corner streetscape improvements, transportation enhancement project, and setting a date and time to hear questions and comments of said properties.
Madam Mayor, just so the record can be straight, the first property listed, Delaware House LLC, 3436 North Main Street, was listed in error. And if you would strike that from the resolution, that list that came from the engineer included that property. I don't really quite know why. Also, originally, there were two properties that did not get noticed originally, Mr. and Mrs. Kohler's property at 2 North Main Street and the Duck Creek Historical Society building at 11 South Main Street. They were both notified by certified mail and contacted regarding the proposed hearing. So the list of sidewalks that you would, that are covered by the resolution begin with the property of Thomas and Melissa Sayers, include through the property owned by Jeanette Graham at 45 South Main Street, plus the property at 2 North Main Street and the property at 11 South Main Street. Those are the actual impacted properties that will be covered by this resolution. And those are the ones who all got certified letters and have been contacted about the work.
Madam Mayor, I'll make a motion that we adopt the resolution as presented with the amendments to the Delaware House for the Four Corner Streetscape Improvement Phase 1.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I agree with the resolution, but I also agree with some of the comments that were made, particularly in the area of the trees going in. I think the point is well taken that we don't want to see the same type of tree throughout the project because of problems with blight and so forth. So I think it's wise to let the tree commission take a look at that as well. We do have some time to do that, right, Mr. Hugg?
Right.
And another point that was brought up is the foundations of the buildings in that area, and we all know that they're very old. They're probably brick foundations, and it's going to take a lot of care and a lot of inspections to make sure that the compaction and the construction work that's done around them and under them doesn't impact them at all. So I hope KCI is going to do multiple inspections on every foundation in that area. Work continues.
Have a motion in a second.
Councilman Presley.
Presley, aye.
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 Councilman
aye.
Aye.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. 8B, second reading. Ordinance number 009-08, Chapter 18, Article 12, Facade Improvement Matching Grants.
Well, I don't know what else to say about this thing. It's been on my books for so long. This is the second reading. And we would have one more reading. The changes you got at the last council meeting to bring this facade grant back into the town as a line budget item. That's all I would have to say.
Make a motion that this be the second reading.
Is there a second?
No second.
Any further discussion? Roll call. Aye.
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 Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Presley, aye.
The Motion passes. Ordinance number 010-08, Chapter 30, Fire and Fire Prevention, reference Knox Box. The second reading. We had to update our ordinance. Is there any questions? Is motion to accept?
I'll make a motion. We consider this the second reading on the ordinance to amend Chapter 30, Section 30-3, Secure Key Systems for Fire Protection.
Is there a second? Any further discussion?
I just have a question. This brings it in line with the state fire code.
Brings it in line with the state pharmaceutical or pharmacy commission.
One issue.
Board, I guess.
Madam Mayor, one issue concerning this that was brought up at the last meeting was the fact that it hadn't gone before the public safety committee, which it's scheduled to do at their next meeting. So we don't have to do anything different tonight. Concerning it's a second reading, but I people have to be aware that it will be brought up at that meeting.
Madam Mayor, since the last meeting, I've done some research, and your Knox boxes and drugstores is already on the state books. We cannot, once we go into the Knox box, we cannot go into the pharmacy. That is a state law.
Okay, well, the pharmacy commission board asked that be spelled out, because apparently people from the fire company were going to the pharmacies and asking for keys to the pharmacies.
I know when we have something like that, by the time we get the door open, somebody from the drugstore is there. So, I mean, you know, we don't have a problem with it.
They just wanted it spelled out so that there would be no further problems, because this has already happened.
All right.
Okay.
Aye.
Councilman Lomax?
Aye.
Councilman Rayner?
Aye.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Councilman
White?
Aye.
Presley, aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Policies and procedures. Going into the fourth month. Did everybody get their copy email and in the packet? Policies and procedures for committees first. For the public's knowledge, what this is approximately 4 months ago, I took a class and presented to council some policies and procedures for the committees and also for the council meetings. We had no policies and procedures in place, and it's for especially the committees for citizens that have never served before. It's a little hard to play the game when you don't know the rules. So this was to lay out some ground rules so that there would be some guidance. And we've been kicking it around now for 4 months.
Madam Mayor, I thought from our last meeting that we were going to get in a package where they're put in a order.
We received one. The policies and procedures is in final form as provided by Mr. J. Work with all the comments and so forth in it. The other one is still pending because, according to Mr. J. Work's memo, that's not ready for final at this point. So I would make a motion that we accept the policies and procedures for the 2008 committees, or excuse me, the policies and procedures for the committees, and it's as provided by Mr. J. Work.
With his changes?
With his changes, yeah.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Okay.
Councilman
Miller?
Aye.
Councilman Raymond?
Aye.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Councilman
Presley?
Aye.
Councilman Presley,
aye.
Mayor Stonebaugh?
Aye.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Madam Mayor, I was
consulting briefly with Mr. Jaywerk. Was that just a vote on the committee procedures?
Yes.
Yes.
Only the
number
committee.
18 on page 3. I had mentioned at the last meeting that where it says town manager, it needs the comma police chief. Mm-hmm. That change was never included.
I will amend my motion to include that.
Ash, you're going to have to amend.
Make the motion again.
Have to amend the policies and procedures on the motion.
Can't sneak it in. Huh?
Here we go. Here we go.
Madam Mayor, I'll make a motion to amend the committee policies and procedures, section 18, to include the chief of police.
I think there were kind of six places where it says town manager. It would just be a comma, then police chief. After that,
it should be town manager / police chief.
Well,
chief of police.
Yeah, a couple places says town manager or to the town council. If it said town manager, comma police chief, comma or to the town council. There's a couple places where it just says town manager. Maybe a slash would be appropriate in those places. It's really just wording.
No questions. Will we get another tree killed to give us a final copy on this?
I don't think we need to kill any more trees on this one. I think we all know pretty much what.
But we will get a final copy of it.
Yeah, for all your committees. We don't have a second to this, to Mr. Mullins.
Second.
Oh, yeah, that's the new motion.
Okay. Councilman Rayner?
Aye.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
We'll ensure that all the committee chairs have a corrected final copy of the document. Which can be then filled in for as to the committee, blah, blah, blah.
May I ask, do you have a time frame on when the final copy for the other?
As I said in the email, I don't even have it. The mayor has
it. It'll be the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
What I did was had the original one, and then we had Mr. Jaywerk's suggestions, and I inserted Mr. Jaywerk's suggestions in red, so that council could see what the original was and what the suggestions were. Then council asked for Mr. Jaywerk's suggestions to be incorporated into the document, which we did. And the chief asked to be added, which got left out. So we'll just add that in, and then I'll email everybody so we won't kill any trees unless you want to print it out. Okay. The basic meeting procedures, that one should be done for the next council meeting. So, Madam Secretary, if you would have that on the next agenda. 8D, resignations, recommendations for replacements. One, the election and registration board. Joe McKnight had resigned due to family issues, and they are moving out of town. She is an alternate on the election board, and I had asked for recommendations. The only one I received was for Eleanor Hartnett. That's the only recommendation I received, so that would be my recommendation. Eleanor Hartnett for alternate to the election board.
Has she been contacted?
I've been contacted.
I thought you guys didn't recommend her.
I've never received any of these names prior to right now.
And I think so
I thought there was an agreement we had.
We should get the names of these before we even.
Before they're brought to us. We've discussed this previously.
We don't do that at the organizational meeting, and we haven't done that for any of the other recommendations. It's been recommended and council.
Well, you bring us at your thing. You brought us what people you would want on your committees, right?
at your request, mailed it out ahead of time.
Well, I'd like to have it at my request this time.
So Eleanor Hartnett is the recommendation for that one. Mm-hmm. On the Long Range Planning Committee, Mr. Neiser has resigned, and I'd like to recommend Larry. Larry, help me with your last name.
Actually, I believe you agreed with Madam Mayor that it would be an SDRA representative.
Right. It's. But you would basically be the representative this year. But what we're doing is on the Long Range Planning Committee, we have, on the Public Safety Committee, we have a representative from the fire company and from the ambulance company. And the way we've specified it is just a representative so that they could send whomever was available from either company. And since you're an organization, which stands for the... So he would be representing the Smyrna Downtown Renaissance Association. And that's my recommendation. And for Planning and Zoning Commission, again, Mr. Neiser resigned from the Planning and Zoning Commission. And just so that you'll know what my recommendation is, I'm recommending James Wolf. And we'll talk about it at the next meeting.
James Wolf, are you recommending him to replace, or do you, is your recommendation also for the chair?
The chair is chosen by the committee. By the commission. Anytime there's a commission, basically, that's the chair is chosen by the commission.
Madam Mayor, I think, well, as my, talking for myself, I would like, before our next meeting, you know, a copy of who the council and so we know a little bit about these people. Okay. Before we put them on any committee. Just, I think we talked about that once before, of just so everybody kind of knew who the person was and if they were qualified to do the job.
Next is 8E, resolution reference no parking for street sweeping on the south side of West Commerce Street from High Street to Union Street.
Madam Mayor, the council approved on the 20th of October the change in the no parking restriction on the portion of West Commerce Street. This is simply an attempt to save a little bit of money. When we went to change the signs, we discovered that we have signs in stock that say no parking Wednesday 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. So we're suggesting to council that the resolution be amended to make it 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. as opposed to buying new signs. Whichever way you would like to go is fine.
So tape across them and put them.
So moved.
Yeah, really.
So making removable numbers.
Put them on Velcro.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Mr. Rayner seconded.
Discussion? Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Aye.
Presley? Aye.
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 Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Councilman Rayner?
Aye.
Motion accepted. 9, new business. 9A, acceptance of Hickory Holler.
Hickory Hollow.
Sewer pump station.
Madam Mayor, the Hickory Hollow subdivision is a multi-phased development project on the south edge of town. The developer is required as part of that subdivision to construct a sanitary pump station sufficient to service the needs of the entire development to be built to town standards and ultimately turned over to the town, as would all of the utilities when the project is finished. Mr. J. Work has been working closely with the project manager for the developer, and
he and we are at the point where turning over the pump station to the town is an appropriate thing to do. It's in operation. It's functioning. It's completed. As you can see from the cover page, the deeds, the legal description, the as-built, the release and liens, the maintenance bond, all of the required items for acceptance of a utility are in place. And we recommend that the town accept the Hickory Hollow sewer pump station into the,
That's because it's our water system.
Yes.
Madam Mayor, I'll make a motion. We accept the Hickory Hollow sewer pump station into the Smyrna sewer system.
Second.
Discussion. I had one question on number 4, 10% 12-month maintenance bond as requested in the amount of $46,887.56.
Mm-hmm. So the town code requires when any new utilities are accepted, that part of the transfer and acceptance is a maintenance bond for 1 year, which is in the amount of 10% of the total cost of construction. So the cost of construction of the facility is $468,000. 10% is $46,800.
And that's paid by the subdivision?
Yeah, that's paid. It's a maintenance bond. It's a bond. It's an insurance policy, basically.
We have a motion and a second.
Aye.
Grassley, aye.
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 I have a question before we move on from sewer pump stations. It's kind of off subject, but what's the status of the Lake Como pump station repairs, remodeling?
The one on the sunny side.
Are we allowed to talk about this, Terry?
We're not going to take any action on it. It's an information question.
I know.
Lake Como Woods, Daryl, do you want to?
It's basically completed. I mean, he has to have a startup on the station itself. The guys from the pump company come over and get it started, but it's done.
Are we still pumping out of the manhole for that?
No.
Okay.
That station's been working for 6-8 months, a year.
Okay.
It's been working for a while, but
it's
not. Okay, thank you.
Okay, 10 other council business. 11 executive session. Council is requesting to go into executive session to discuss a customer's account in which personal information may be disclosed, and also number 2, to discuss land acquisition. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
A second.
Presley, aye.
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 Councilman
Moore?
Aye.
Councilman
Evans?
Aye.
Councilwoman White? Aye.
Okay. Go downstairs, or I'm going to stay here.
We can run downstairs.
They're all leaving.
Everybody's going to leave anyway.
Thank you.
Mayor simply declares the executive session over. Now we're back in open session, and it's appropriate if somebody wants to make a motion to adjourn or make a motion to take some action that came out of the executive session.
I will.
Go ahead. I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you do that.
whoa.
I'll make a motion that we authorize Mr. Hug to make appropriate inquiries as discussed in the executive session.
The acquisition of that property.
What about the other situation? We're going to come back and see what.
Yep.
But we need a second.
We're just going to leave it.
We've got a second.
Is there a second?
Mr. Rayner.
Mr. Rayner, second.
He second.
This is dealing with 11-2.
I don't know where I was, so we'll start over. Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
No.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stonebaugh?
No.
Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Councilman Moore?
Aye.
Councilman Rayner?
Aye.
Motion passes. 11-1. Is there a motion?
Motion for Mr. Hug to do more research and report back to the council.
Okay.
Second.
Aye.
Councilman.
Mayor Stonebaugh?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman
Mullen?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Now I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Second? Who's second?
Mullen.
Okay. That's just always unanimous.
All right. Good show.
And before we came back into the
That's basically what we did.
Sounds expensive.
Bag like a new car.
Unless anybody ever told me, you know, I mean, if we did it back in May, I don't know who would have even, I don't know. I don't know. Yes.
Okay, man. That's how I make it starting around first week of